children. This is a stick up, Ocean 47. Ring the alarm if a war you won't get in. Ring the alarm if a war you won't get in. Death before the sun, I die for my brethren. This is a stick up, Ocean 47. Ring the alarm if a war you won't get in. Ring the alarm if a war you won't get in.
Ring the alarm, we ain't keeping it calm. Need a reason to see the dawn. Break the leash and I'm off. Was hungry when I started. More ravenous as I evolve. Crossing hazardous, inflicting damages I can't recall. Rich in spirit when I broke some laws. I'm breaking even with my pros against all the odds. Man, my words cut deep, you gon' need some gauze. And that alcohol, we only going bar for bar. You know I blacked out, they bring the track out. I laid a smack down. Remember nights on the dirty mattress in the trap house. I snapped out and flipped it around. Now where I'm at now. Living legend finally back up on the map now. Resurrection of real, let's bring it back. It ain't even about the bars, they bumpin' whatever slaps now. All I hear is Adlib rapping on my SoundCloud. Sick of the trash
all
out,
right,
this is the crack
right,
town.
Alright, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio, ready to chop up some good game as we do on every show. Let me put on something real smooth and Mac-ish real quick so I can chop it up with the family. Hold on. And then I'm going to introduce everybody. Hold on 1 second. Let me get all this shit together. All right. So we're here live on Ism Radio on this beautiful Tuesday. Making it do what it do. My name is Tariq Nashi. Today's show, by the way, family, before I get started, today's show is brought to you by a podcast called Tipping the Scale. And this is a podcast about life, relationships, personal development by host Dennis Brown. The website is tipthescalepodcast.com, tipthescalepodcast.com. And over here to my right, coughing all up in the microphone, we have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, beloved?
Hey, how are you, Tariq?
How are you, dear? How have you been? Layla came in limping. She was very sore.
I went hiking. That's what we do in LA.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You should go hiking.
I need to go. I need you to go
you
with me to motivate.
I'm going.
Going. Sarah, you ain't going either.
I know. Yeah, you talking
I work
shit.
Out, I work out more than you.
But hiking, though?
Hiking. I run all the time. I used to run Griffith Park all the time.
You go to run here?
No, I just go to Griffith Park.
Oh, I never did that one.
Yeah,
oh,
you remember what you said.
I never did that one. Okay.
I work out more than both of y'all put together.
Okay, you do look like you lost weight.
I work out 6 days a week, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And that lady right here working out 6 days a week with the muscles showing, that is Sarah Nicole. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. How's your week been, Sarah?
It's been great.
What'd you do this week?
I've been studying.
What you been studying for?
I am studying for something.
What the hell are you studying for?
Some mysterious...
You got some kind of mystery learning that you got going on? Like you about to be a supervillain? what are you studying for?
No, I am becoming a network engineer. So okay. I have been studying.
Oh, cool.
Taking my Cisco exams and stuff.
There you go.
Boom.
Cool in the gang.
Now, I don't like telling people what my next moves and my new shit gonna
be. Yeah, I feel you. I'm like
because,
that
you know,
I'm
what
like
if that,
that
shit
too.
Don't work out and you done told everybody? You know, it's like...
I know, I'm like that, too. I don't say stuff until it's actually happening.
Yeah, I'm like that, too.
I just hold it in.
Yes, indeed.
Tariq be all up in your business.
No,
Tariq,
I don't.
Tariq know how to get right. business out of
Wait,
people.
Wait, hold on. What you do?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
What I've been doing, working on this damn movie.
Do you actually edit yourself?
No, I have an editor. I have to write everything down.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have to go through all the footage and say, this is what we're going to use. We're not going to use this. So I got to go through everything to send to the editor.
Mm.
So it's a process,
damn,
man.
Yeah, for
that
real.
That's a process.
Because when I had a YouTube channel, it's a lot of work to edit just like 20 minutes.
I know. Yeah. That's
it
why I
takes a long ass time.
Yeah. So I got to go through interviews of like, you know, 10 people.
Why you ain't interview me? I got some good knowledge.
About Haiti? What do you know about Haiti?
I got some good knowledge about just for black
Besides
people.
Besides listening to a Wyclef album. What the fuck do you know about Haiti? Because I get niggas hitting me up all the time. You need to have me in Hidden Color 7.
No, you should know. No.
You
know, no,
I can explain the Illuminati and what they're trying to do to black folk out here.
Oh,
shit.
No, but I could have been good for your Hidden Colors. I would have just obliterated all your other people you had, because I would have got straight to the point and told black people what to do.
Please. Well, we got you already. You in the movie. You in 1804. Yes.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it looks
good. I can't
good.
Wait.
Wait, when is it coming out again? September, you said?
Hopefully November.
November,
or
okay.
before. Okay. We're getting it cracking. So, you know, it's
going to be. Are you going to have like a red carpet event?
We're going to have that out here. We are. We're going to have it out here. What? Out here. Yeah. We got a theater in L.A. We're going to have it in. It's gonna be nationwide. It's gonna be fly.
No way.
Yeah, it's gonna be nationwide.
Wait, so you gonna roll up to the premiere like
not nationwide, but here I'm.
No,
gonna
here.
Be, yeah.
So
yeah.
You gonna be all pimped out, a suit and everything.
Yeah. How we need to dress?
How you gonna be
how
looking?
How we need to dress?
Like we dress on the show. You can be casual.
Like we dress like
casual
things.
Nice. This is like a good movie coming out.
Yeah, you gotta take your stripper. You gotta bring your stripper date.
Oh, Tariq bye.
Y'all can have y'all can have matching thongs.
Wait, Tariq, don't you sell thongs?
I do, crispy thongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
you could
crispy.
Get one later. Yeah.
Wait, why I didn't get one? Why am I not knowing about this?
I just found out on his live stream the other day. I swear I didn't know you sold
thongs. Where is it at? Go get me one.
I'm gonna bring
they
one
here,
to next week. No, I don't have nothing here. I'm gonna bring one next week though. I'm
what
bring
else we got for females?
Lot of we got a lot of shit.
He what's got flip flops too.
Yeah,
but
we got
listen,
crispy flip flops.
I need some flip flops.
I'm gonna get y'all some crispy flip flops.
Too bad you don't have swimwear to do the little skit that you want to do.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Yeah.
So silly. I don't
even wanna... Lord, oh Ismbot, we got Ismbot. What's up, Ismbot?
What's up, family?
There you go. We got Ismbot in the house. Let's see who's on the phone. A lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Tay from DMV.
What's your name, brother?
Tay, T-A-Y.
T-A-Y. What's up, Tay? Is that short for Dante?
Oh, Dontavious.
Yeah. That's usually short for something. Yes, Tay, Quante, Dante, Levante. It's one of those. Which Tay is it?
It's Dante.
Yeah, I knew it was that. Okay. All right, what's on your mind, Dante?
Yeah, hey, I just want to try to put it on my...
Okay.
Always complain about me not coming over. And it's just, I tell her sometimes I just don't feel like coming over. She get kind of mad at me. You know, I don't know if it's weird something with me or if it's just complaining too much.
So women, or the woman you're dealing with, she gets mad because you don't come over?
As, like, you know, as many times, four times, I come over maybe once or twice, and something to sleep over. I'm like, I got shit to do in the morning, so I tell her that, but it doesn't. Yeah, you know, doesn't like the answer.
So this like a little kind of a side John, a chick that you kind of smashing, but is it your lady? What's the status with her?
It's my lady, but the thing is, she don't got no internet at the crib, so that's why I really don't want to be staying over there all the time.
She ain't got what at the crib? The internet. Said she got internet. Wait, nigga. You said she ain't got internet.
I'm done. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, no internet.
Why nigga, she ain't got internet? I'm blaming you
nigga,
now.
Okay, this she gotta be. Nigga, you fucking with a chick who don't even have the internet, my nigga.
I'm
what kind of Section 8 chick are you dealing with, dude?
Ooh,
that she has to be on Section 8, dude. Let's be real. And I'm not knocking Section 8. I'm about to get Section 8 for one of my houses in Atlanta and rent that bitch out. I ain't knocking. Shout out to Section 8. Man. If you need a place to stay, holla at me. I will take vouchers pretty soon. But
wait,
the chick.
I'm blaming this nigga that she ain't got
the internet. Chick ain't got the internet, dude. How old is this chick?
Like 10.
She got to be old.
25.
Well, 25 year old chick ain't got the internet,
yo,
my dude.
She live under a rock or something.
Nah, it's because she works for, like, you know, the government, so she only get a stipend, so she's a little hard on the money.
No,
so
she don't work for the government. She's on the government, nigga. Let's be real. She don't work for no fucking
it's
government.
Internet,
and you got,
like, internet
it's the
is like
internet,
$30
that's
a month.
Say,
oh, my
it's
God.
It's like $27
dude,
in the world.
How long you been dealing with this chick, man?
I can't.
It's just December.
And she ain't got internet since
does she
then?
Have kids?
Nah, no kids. It's just... there's no entertainment.
You know, there. He from DMV.
Yeah.
Then he messing with them DC ratchets.
Oh,
they
is
be
that
out
what it
there,
is?
Yeah. them girls that be named Germany, China. Germany, China. That's you messing with them.
And you've been dealing with her. Where did you meet her?
Tinder.
You met her where?
On Tinder?
Yeah. Hilarious.
It's even worse.
No, but don't say that. Don't laugh at that. I've heard people getting married off that site. So.
Damn, brother. And y'all both, does she have, she don't have no kids?
Nah, no kids.
Does she stay by herself?
Yeah, she's alone in like a studio apartment in Baltimore.
A studio apartment in Baltimore?
Damn, she live far.
Yeah.
Hold on. Isambot got something to say about it. Isambot, can you chime in on this dude's situation? Hold on.
Your chick tried to get the internet with her EBT card.
What card? I think you tried to say EBT card, nigga.
Oh, my
dude.
God.
Woo, you're dealing with this chick. She don't have the internet. Y'all don't seem like y'all too serious.
So what do y'all do all day if you don't have the internet?
I mean, she cool is this.
She just
look
at the wall.
Ain't shit to do. She's boring. I mean,
she's boring.
Not boring. It's just like she don't really do nothing too much. You know, one of them studious girls that just be reading books and shit.
So she okay. So she sits around reading books. I can't knock that if she's reading books or whatever. I mean, are you smashing? I mean, y'all, you hitting it right?
Yeah, I'm hitting it. It's just
boring.
Is it boring?
You wanna... Yeah.
You want to after you hit it, you want to check your after you hit it, you want to check your Twitter, and you can't. Damn, bro.
It's like if you have sex, if you want to spend the night. I'm just like, I don't have my dog. I gotta go to work. I gotta go to the gym in the morning. So it's like, God. I don't want to do it all that,
dude. It's up to you to kind of spice it up, and nigga, you gotta upgrade your chick. You need to upgrade your lady, dude. If that's your chick, it's up to you to upgrade your chick.
Oh my god,
that's a reflection of you. Your lady sitting up there with no internet, the house she got. She has the struggle apartment. She got a studio.
You said the struggle.
And this is DMV. The rent ain't that fucking high out there, man.
Well, in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, she's in Baltimore.
Baltimore is cheap. Who's in Baltimore?
She's from the D.C. area, but she moved for work to Baltimore.
And she stay in a studio apartment in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Rent and stuff is about the same as here.
In Baltimore?
In the DMV area.
I know, I mean, not no damn Baltimore.
I mean, I'm paying
$1,100
for my place, and it'll be the same.
That studio apartment can't be no more than $700 at the max out there in Baltimore.
I don't know. I ain't.
You did?
We don't go to Baltimore.
And you say she worked for the government.
What branch?
Now, what do you do, brother? What kind of work you do?
I just got a new job.
Okay, nothing. That means nothing. Okay,
you either.
That means nothing.
That's no
there
internet.
You go. That means
she
nothing.
Got no internet.
That nigga said, I just got a new job. That's nigga babble. You got to start stepping your shit up, dude, and upgrade your lady.
Nah, it's like I got a job. I'm just gonna quit my job. Just got a new one.
You just quit your job and got a new one. Where was your old job?
Yeah. I was working in sales.
Okay.
I was working in sales. So you was working at McDonald's or Dave and Buster's? What? What
nah, I was working for a cell phone.
Always you.
Hold on. My phone don't vibrate. Okay, my bad.
You so ratchet to read.
It rings through the internet. So what were you doing, brother?
I was doing cell phone stuff. I was doing business for a cell phone company.
How long were you doing that?
I was doing that for like 2 years.
And what made you quit that?
Fucking people, man. Those people were blowing me. Customers and shit.
It's called a job.
It's a job, dude.
Oh my god, I can't.
Nah, but it's not good for your health. And you're mentally coming every day, your mind on what you can't be doing that.
Dude, man, hold on.
This nigga was doing a multi-level marketing scam.
This nigga had scam going on.
If he was doing a scam, he'd be able to pay for that girl internet.
Oh, God.
For real.
All right, brother. My advice is to step it up, man. Step your game up. Upgrade your lady. And upgrade yourself first. Get off the multi-level marketing scams. Stop bullshitting. Get your money game up so you can get your lady's internet game up, man. Thanks for the call. All right, brother. Dante from the DMV. Man. Oh, Lord. What's going on in the news, Sarah? Let's get Sarah to chime in.
Yes.
What's going on, Sarah?
Okay, I got to just drop the tea. I actually watch TV for you guys.
Yay.
You know, I had you guys in mind. I said, I'm going to watch some TV. So I watched the reunion. I watched of them.
I didn't get
of the Atlanta House.
She got it over me. I didn't even watch it yet. I didn't watch the last one.
I did, girl. And it was super, like.
It was good?
It was very good, but. Phaedra ass, I just gotta commend that bitch.
Man.
Why?
Phaedra
Why
is a good ass lawyer, and I'm gonna tell you this. She'll win your damn case because she got the best poker face in the game.
Phaedra.
Yo, she was not budging. Yeah. Even Andy was like, all right, but you got caught. Why can't you just say you got caught in the lie? She was like, yeah. What lie?
Yeah.
What? Because she's a lawyer. That's what lawyers do. Yeah. You know?
Girl,
I mean,
but it's Phaedra. Not even about being
a
lawyer.
It.
It's
I'm
simple.
Go home and watch it.
To me, it's simply humanity just to be like, well, shit, yeah, I did lie out of spite. I mean, you could have. This bitch was like, what lie?
That's why she fired.
Right, yeah, they got rid of her because, fired. Yeah, but they had to get rid of her because, you know, you lying like that, the network can be liable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because
Candy was going to sue Bravo if they aired the clip that said that she was drugging, accused her of drugging.
What made her just make up that lie out of thin air, though?
Because
that's crazy.
I mean, they were saying how Phaedra is just a vindictive person and how she was trying to get back at Candy
but that
because of their demise of their friendship.
And that's why you notice on the reunion on the last week episode, Peter walked the fuck off.
I did see that.
They saw that. That's why
Peter
was acting
Peter
real
was done with Phaedra
yeah, he
and
was.
Portia.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm done with
Peter
these
was like,
lying.
Fuck this fake bullshit. Yeah. They fake it. That's why Peter was real fucking stank with him. A lot of folks thought Peter was on some bullshit. Peter was real stank with him because he's cool with Apollo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, they know she kind of threw Apollo under the
she
bus.
Did.
You did.
She did him wrong to me.
Yeah.
I don't like Phaedra. I don't like her.
I don't know,
she
but
paid.
I got to read that damn book.
Yeah,
that
there's a book about
Stanton.
It. Yeah.
It's a book about what?
It's a book about her. Her ex-best friend.
Ooh.
Wrote the beans. Book. So basically she's saying that they used to do a lot of bank fraud together. She would like give her these checks, fake checks, and have her open up different accounts at banks and deposit these checks and get the money, close the account. And, you know, that's bank fraud.
Wow.
And then she got caught. She said she got caught, Apollo got caught, and they were like, well, why didn't Phaedra get caught?
Mm.
She said because she didn't snitch on Phaedra.
Mm.
And in return, she
wait, so this was recently when she was married to Apollo. This was not like way back in the college
Yeah,
because
you know how she's trying to say that she didn't know what Apollo was doing, and she basically saying that's a damn lie because we was doing this long before. So she was saying basically that she didn't snitch on Phaedra because, you know, she in return, she thought that Phaedra, she needed Phaedra. She like, I'm on the inside now. I'm in jail. I need allies. I can't snitch on her. I can't. So, and she's a lawyer. I need her to help me get me out of jail. And I need her to help with my kids.
Yeah.
So she kind of needed Phaedra
Did
to
she
stay
help
on
her
the
with
outside.
The kids?
That's the thing. No, Phaedra turned her back on her girl.
Damn.
And that's why she's writing this book.
Get that money, girl.
Frozen.
Yeah, and that's why.
The
and, you know, she probably didn't go to jail. Apollo didn't snitch either on her. Because, you know, when you hustle, that's part of the
she
game.
Got
if you have
kids.
Two people, you don't want your kids to be out there
with no mother.
With no mother or father. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So one person has to take the fall. That's why couples are not supposed to hustle like that.
Right.
You dig? And you got to have each other's back. Don't let nobody take a fall for the kids. But yeah, Phaedra's, people are saying, the streets are saying she's kind of scandalous though.
Damn.
I wonder if this is going to.
That's gonna ruin
this
her.
Is gonna ruin
her. She's done.
Who's
like,
gonna
want to
be your friend?
Yeah, who's gonna want to have her on television?
But like as a lawyer,
yeah,
I think,
yeah, that too.
Yeah,
your career.
So? I don't think so.
Yeah,
what's up?
Bit.
Who's calling?
I don't think so though.
Hey, this is Mike from Kansas City.
Mike from Kansas City. How you doing, Mike?
I'm well, sir. And yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hi, ladies. Too, by the way, I got a question. It's for Tariq and Ismbot. I'm 38. I'm about to be 38 this summer. And for my whole life, I've never been interested in just having sex with just one woman for the rest of my life. You think there's something wrong with me, or is there something wrong with that?
Not really. I mean, that's just kind of natural. Niggas like a variety. You know, you like a variety of chicks. So that's kind of natural. The name of the game is to kind of get the player shit about your system so that you can find quality instead of quantity. Because a lot of young dudes, you want to kind of see how many you can smash. You want to get as many notches under your belt as possible. And once you get to a certain age and a certain stage in the game, you're like, okay, I've done that. Smashing multi-thoughts, that ain't shit no more. So let me find somebody that's more substantive. So that's probably...
Yeah, and I feel you because I'm past that point in my life, and you're right, because I'm past just smashing. But I still know I'm not at the point yet where I feel like, okay, I just... If I meet one woman, because what the average age of a black man is, what, 62 for the next 20 years, to say I'm not going to want to have sex with nobody for this one, but this one person, to me, that's not even really like a option. You know what I mean? But I do want to be like in a relationship and, you know, just stuff like that. Is this like, is that what happened to you? Was just like you just got burnt out on on just being with different women and just decided to settle down?
I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I wrote books on macking and dating and all that. So, you know, that became old, and I just started teaching other dudes. And I said, okay, let me just start getting quality. Quality is better than quantity. You dig? So you get that out of your system. There's only so many thoughts you can tap out. You dig? And you start thinking about, you know, focusing your energy on getting somebody to build with. Because relationships are businesses. And even when you're thotting it up, when you're out there smashing thoughts, you know, that's a business relationship too, because that can chip away at your finances. Just the time wasted going out to the spots, the bars, the clubs, you know, paying for, you know, valet, the bottle service, getting suited and booted. Sometimes niggas be tricking off their little money. So all of it is going to trickle down to the way you handle your business. You dig? So you got to look at it from that standpoint. And Isambard got some advice for you. Hold on.
Nigga, your old ass is trying to justify having sex with hood rats.
No, he's not. Isambard said you're trying to justify having sex with hood rats, and I don't believe that. No.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Wait. Thank you, brother.
Sarah, you have to say that. What's right she saying? Now. What, no, what's Sarah saying? You got to show this.
What
this
the hell is that?
So guys, please stop.
What the hell?
Please, Sarah, you got to talk about this.
I just saw on my timeline, just posted, Lil Bow Wow posted this picture saying private jet.
I heard
jet,
about this. I heard about this.
And then somebody said, this nigga is on the same flight as me. And he's talking about he on a private jet. He lying.
He took a picture of a private jet before he got on, and then somebody was on his flight, took a picture of sitting next to him, and was like, no, this nigga's not a private jet. He's sitting next to me.
Hey, wait, hold on. And United Airlines.
Bow Wow ass. I just saw this on Twitter. This nigga put up a private jet picture like he was about to ball out, and they caught this nigga on Spirit Airlines.
Damn, you took it all the way down. Damn, this you couldn't even Bow say Wow. Delta. Damn.
That nigga Bow Wow be faking the funk. Fake it till you make it, Bow Wow. Damn, I ain't mad at
that's so embarrassing.
I know.
Tariq, tell guys to stop doing that.
But
tell
it's so
guys
much.
To stop doing
no,
that.
No, it's so much. I even have that in my family, guys. Like, I know, like, my cousin, like, has... multiple children.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like posting these pictures of like popping bottles in a club. And I'm like, but nigga, the other day you was asking for diaper money. Like, why are you popping bottles in a club? I have done bottle service before. I've seen niggas like, I've had bottle service before, and I didn't see niggas trying to get up in our area. Talking about, can I get something to drink? I didn't see it, so niggas be faking.
Niggas be faking the damn
they be
funk,
faking.
Man.
And he wanted a picture of our bottle.
Hilarious.
He came in our section and wanted a picture.
Sarah, I'm done.
I'm so serious.
So damn done.
I'm trying to figure out what's the name of this club we were at. It's somewhere in Hollywood. Not
was
far
out
from,
here.
Yeah, not far from Hollywood Hookah. It was somewhere.
Is it Playhouse?
No, it was something else. My friend's an event planner, and she did something out
Sayers,
there.
Sayers, no.
I can't think, but girl, yes. He was like, can I come in? And he wanted to take pictures with our bottles.
And then
I'm
people,
like,
and then niggas get mad when you ask them for rent money. You flaunting, like acting like you got it. Yeah. And then when somebody asks you for $40.
They be like, hold on. Let me check my account. Hold on. I got Wells Fargo app on my phone. Hold on.
Ooh. Niggas got to stop fronting. Niggas got to stop
fronting. No, a friend had told me, I'm not even joking. She told me that she went on a date with a guy, and in order to pay for it, he had to go transfer some money from one account. Like he was
maybe he had to transfer money.
No, nah, she said yeah, but like he was paying for it, but the one card wouldn't work. So she said she's like, yeah, okay, he paid for it, but all that transfer money around, like that's too much.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, let me transfer this to this.
Oh, why he
you couldn't do that ahead of time?
Why he couldn't go to the bathroom you dig? And do it?
Dig is a front nigga. But that's why I was wondering why Bow Wow was trending, and I saw that earlier. This nigga was fronting.
Go hide, Bow Wow. That's embarrassing, dog.
Isambard, what'd you say Isambard about Bow Wow?
Bow Wow got beat up and drug off Southwest Airlines.
He got beat up and drug off Southwest.
Oh. What?
It's a bunch of people going to jail.
Who?
Cool. You don't know who she is. Tariq said he don't know no white people.
I don't know. A lot of these white actors, I don't be knowing them. I don't be knowing them.
So you don't know Abby Lee Miller, the dance mom?
You don't
that
know
was
who
on
that
TLC?
Is, Tariq? She going to jail for what?
She going to jail, girl.
Why?
For 1 year, her big ass.
One
she lose
year?
Some weight.
Wait, no, why? We got to talk about this. Why
20 she, counts of fraud.
Damn.
Speaking of fraud, she's Bernie cute. Sanders' wife just got caught up in some bank fraud, FBI on her ass.
God damn.
Yeah, everybody getting caught up.
Everybody be trying to act like they're
man,
straight.
And the phone number, family, is
818. It's 20 counts of fraud.
818-850-5404. That's the number, ladies and gentlemen.
It say 20 counts of fraud after she tried to pull a fast one on her creditors by hiding $775,000 worth of income.
God damn.
So the judge was like, get your big ass in jail.
No, she makes a lot of money. She's on that reality show.
No,
dance.
She's not no more. They've been fired.
Wow. Okay, oh, but you can still make money off merchandise.
Yeah. I mean, she still make money just off her name because she kind of started it.
Yeah, everybody knows her for her name.
Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
Zion.
Hey, Jake, what's going on? Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
I need your help. This is Bowman in Texas.
Hey, Bowman. How are you?
I'm all right. I need your help. All right. So I've known this girl for a few years now. And we've messed around, but not really messed around like I want to. We've never had intercourse. But every time we do mess around, she wants me to, you know, perform oral on her. And so I do. But I don't get anything back in return. What can I do to get reciprocation?
Put some chocolate on your penis and say, I got a Snickers.
So wait, it's not reciprocal. So she just wants you to go down on her. And it's not reciprocal.
Right.
Ass.
There's a few reasons why girls.
Nigga, stop eating ass.
Stop eating ass. So she got you eating ass and going down on her. And it's not reciprocal. How long has she had you down there eating out the pot?
For, I would say we've done this 3 times, but it's been like in 2 years.
I knew it.
Whoa, wow.
So.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, let me explain what she's doing. Okay, this chick has a dude. All right? She has a dude who's dicking her down something fierce. And she gets with you and just lets you eat. So that, in her mind, ain't really cheating because it's not penetrative.
Cheating ain't eating.
Eating ain't cheating. She's using the eating ain't cheating defense on you, nigga. So all that eating in her mind, okay, she ain't doing nothing wrong. As long as you don't penetrate, she's not a double dick clutching slut in her mind. Mm-hmm. But she got you going down there having an Applebee's feast on that pussy and ass.
Invisible pearls.
Dang.
On that one.
Don't eat nothing else, dude. Stop it. You're just eating yourself into despair.
All right.
When you see us, don't start eating and all that. Don't just chill out. Just chill out. Because she's just using you as her personal little dildo. That's it.
Personal.
You're the personal dildo. You're a human dildo for her. You're not even getting none out.
And she's fine, man. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
Fine motherfuckers do that. You dig? Fine chicks do shit like that, dude. You know, next time you hook up with her, don't eat. I would say just leave it alone because she has a dude. So don't even really waste your time. She got a dude, so she's not really a trustworthy chick as it is. But you know, just don't eat nothing else. Just find you somebody else that can eat you, treat you, and you know, it's something that's reciprocal. You feel me?
All right,
man. Thank you for the call.
The way he called up,
right.
He called up like, "Help me, help me, please."
I feel him. By the way, he's been used. Oh, what's up? Who's calling?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, family?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up? What's your name, brother?
Pete,
where you calling from, Pete?
L.A.
Well, what's on your mind, nigga?
I was wondering, like, if you think that there's a correlation between, like, your relationship with your mother and how lucky you are with women?
The relationship with your mother and how lucky you are with women. It's not about luck. Understand, dating and dealing with women is not a luck thing. It's a strategic thing. And I do think the relationship you have with your mother does have a correlation with the way you deal with a person in relationships, because you, a lot of times, if dudes grew up with like scandalous mothers, you will kind of seek that in the mates you date, because that's normalized to you being in a household or being surrounded by women who are kind of scandalous. That's why you see dudes who have hood rat moms, they go out and date hood rat chicks themselves. So dudes and men and women, they usually date people who are reflections of the people they grew up around. You dig? So there's definitely a direct correlation between that. But the good thing is you can change something negative. You can change your negative dating choices. You can say, okay, I'm not going to date somebody who was like my crackhead mom. I'm not going to date somebody who was like the ratchet dad. So you can change that. You can make a conscious effort to switch your game up.
Well, but that's not the case, though. It's more so that like, we have a bad relationship.
You and your mother?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
You know, so, like, you know, what's, you know, you think that's like a problem?
How old are you?
21.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Okay, you're grown now, so that doesn't matter no more. You're grown now, so your mother is not your legal guardian anymore. You're grown ass dude. So no matter how fucked
up. Well, no, because I have, like, you know, past relationships, like, oh, well, you know, you don't have a good relationship with your mom, so that's the reason why, you know, we have problems, because your relationship with your mother.
Right. Now, why was the relationship with your mother messed up, first of all?
I don't really want to. I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
Oh, is that painful?
I mean, no, it's just, you know.
But okay, I'm just talking about that for the sake of conversation, because it really doesn't matter, because you're 21. The hell is that? That's Sarah over here making goddamn noise. Up here playing the goddamn.
Hey, Sarah.
What's up?
Hey.
So look, dude, it's not a big deal no more that your mother was whatever, because you're grown now. As a grown man, you can make choices on what you will date and what you will not date. You dig? Now,
okay, so it's not me.
You have to know it ain't about you. I mean, you can't control your mother. I mean, that shit is done. What happened when you were a kid, well, you can't do shit about that now. You can't change that. And you couldn't, you know, you couldn't really help it as a kid, but you can help your reaction to it. You can react to it differently. That's your choice. So you can choose to use that as an excuse to be in fucked up relationships, or you can choose to say, I'm going to still get in decent relationships in spite of having a fucked up childhood with my mom. That makes sense?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
There you go, man. Thank you for the call. All right, I'm just making it real plain for niggas. See, that nigga wants to use the fucked up mom as an excuse to deal with ratchets.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas, niggas like excuses, you know, and he wants to take his ass down to Crenshaw and Manchester and find somebody over at the dollar store to kind of cupcake with and just use that as an excuse, you know, because of his upbringing. No, nigga, you can choose to do better. You dig? Ladies, have y'all ever dated dusty niggas? I know Sarah has, because niggas didn't give her $40. But a dusty nigga.
You should do a shirt, girl, by the way.
I know. That would be hilarious.
Boy. Give me $40.
Y'all dated a nigga who had a bad relationship with his mother?
Yes.
Really? What happened? And talking the damn mic.
Oh, you go first.
No, I actually haven't. Every guy I've ever... have dated, including my son's father, like, they have great, like, mama's boys almost, like, love their mom. So, no, I actually can't say
what
that.
About you, Miss Sarah?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Yes. I see where he's coming from when he says that. Because I see what you're saying, too. Some of that, I feel like it's a little bit of both. Because I told you I was in a very long relationship with my ex, and his family dynamic with his mama... that's all I'm going to say to that. It was like,
Man. Now, Layla, what else is happening in the news out here?
Well, P. Diddy.
What Puffy do?
What?
He is actually getting sued by his former chef.
Oh, damn.
Yes. She is allegedly, you know, she's making all these crazy allegations.
Everybody trying to get their foot Everybody in the day. Try to get their pay.
The times is hard, man.
How your chef gonna sue
No, you? her name is, no, this is the craziest thing. She was like, yes, he made me whip up meals right after we had sex, and he wasn't shy about showing off his manhood when he entered the room.
Wait, he was banging the chef?
Yeah, the girl, her name is Cindy Ruda.
Oh, damn.
I thought he was with Cassie.
Girl, bye. I mean, he is with Cassie, but you think
I'm about to say.
I mean, like, come Diddy, on, it's yeah. Diddy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, she know her
so
man.
So he was banging the chef.
He was banging the chef.
What's she look like?
I don't. I want to Google her. I haven't Googled her yet. She's probably fine. I don't know. You know how Diddy get down. But it said also, I shouldn't be laughing at this, but it says, he regularly summons me to serve his guest while they engaged in or immediate following sexual activity. She also said that on occasion he come in the room butt naked and say, do you like what you see?
Well,
I can't believe
him.
That.
If she's fucking,
so what is the suit? What is the lawsuit about?
Was she traumatized? Or she hurt?
Yeah,
her
no,
hand?
No, no, no.
she burnt her finger making a cake. What did she do?
No. So she said, okay, he fired her because he said she stole something. Because I heard that he knew that she was on, like, probably, like, getting sick of it. So he just wanted a reason to fire her.
Yeah.
So she's basically suing him for wrongful
termination.
Yeah, exactly. That's what she's suing
Lord,
him for.
Lord, she's trying to come up.
Yeah, she's
Everybody trying to come up.
Trying to get their come up on.
Carucci trying to come up, too. You hear about Carucci?
I'm mad.
No, yeah.
I'm mad.
But I'm wait, listen, let's get on Diddy's damn chef. How are you going to come up in court with a cast and a wheelchair on your arm? I was whipping cakes and I got carpal tunnel syndrome in my hand. It's Diddy's fault. I had a spoon in one hand and a dick in another one. No. I was doing all types of shit for Diddy. Bullshit.
You think he was bending her
over? Do you guys think that they were fucking each other?
Of course.
Yeah, he was probably smacking. I want to see what she looked like.
I'm about to Google her right now.
What if she looked like Janet's
daughter?
Yeah,
like she looked like.
Shut up!
Hilarious.
Yeah, what
she
look like?
Let's see what she look like. Them big burly bras be lying
see,
about like, somebody trying to fuck
yeah,
them.
Yeah, if she look crazy, then I'm gonna be like
big old swole chick looking like the dude from The Blind Side. Diddy stuck his dick in my mouth.
Oh no! Wait, hold on. Oh my god.
Good Lord, I want to see what she look like.
Looking like Gabby Sidibe.
I know.
Oh. Let me see. Okay, so
now you know she got some bikini pics out there.
I know.
It's a lot of pictures coming up, so I'm trying to see if this is the right one. If this is, see, a lot of pictures are coming up. Hold
Yo,
on.
Do your breath stink that bad?
No.
Can I get some?
Yeah.
You ain't sharing.
Y'all ain't asking.
See, there's a few pictures.
Share this with her.
Oh, is this her? This
what?
Is her.
I gotta share one piece of gum?
Yeah.
If this
no,
is Sarah. Her,
give me one.
Sarah's so goddamn greedy.
Yeah, no. You damn right. What the hell look like sharing
That's
one
like
stick
a
of
nigga
gum?
From the swap meet.
Go ahead. I'm trying to see. It's like a few. Hold on. I mean, unless she's trying to disclose her. Because every time you Google it, it's like he keeps coming up. Like a picture of Diddy. She could be like trying to disclose.
Let me see who else we got on the call.
If this is, a lot of pictures are coming up.
What's up, who's this?
Yo, this is Isaiah.
Isaiah?
Yeah.
Turn the radio down, brother. How you doing, sir?
My bad. I turned it down.
What's on your mind, Isaiah?
Hey, I'm trying to get some game on some art game. I'm a digital illustrator. Just trying to get my art out there.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see like what's some good tips to get my to I guess showcase my work and stuff.
I got what does your work look like? How thorough is your work?
It's straight.
You got a website?
Check my Instagram. It's ZayArts21.
Hold on, let me look at it because I need an artist for this new movie, man, for the 1804 movie. And I need some artwork, man. And let me shout out to all the listeners. I need some artists to do some illustrations for the movie. We need a lot of illustrations. Let me look up your
thing.
Hold on, let me look at it right now. What's your Instagram?
ZayArts21.
Zay?
Zebra Zebra.
Okay.
Yeah. Arts21.
Okay, let's spell the shit all over.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Z-A-Y.
Okay.
A-R-T.
A-R-T.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. Z-A-T. Z-A-R-S.
A-R-T-S.
2-1, yeah.
2-1. Okay, Z-Arts 2-1. Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, yeah, this you got some pretty good stuff, brother.
We found a chef.
Okay, bro, I'm gonna add you. Yeah, you got some good stuff, man. Email me so I can you do good stuff, man. Email me, man. I'm gonna hire you for the movie, man, to do some stuff. There's a lot of stuff I need you to do.
Both of that.
All right, so you got my email, right?
Okay, cool. That's a plan.
Oh yeah, we need to talk today.
Yeah.
Email me today, all right? me forward. Gotcha. All right, brother. All right, cool. I'm gonna hook that brother up.
All right,
brother. All right, let me see. We all smacking on the fucking air. We sound like a family of goats. Is this her?
Yeah.
Oh, hell fucking no, man.
Did I tell you that was Janet's daughter?
I told you.
So she said Diddy was fucking her.
But look, I think, you know, you'd be surprised. No, you will be surprised what guys
look at this
will have sex with.
Okay. And her ass look like El Chapo, the drug dealer.
If a free pussy is somewhere, they're gonna.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't believe Diddy was smashing this chick, man.
No, he was.
No, she's in her chef uniform,
and she could.
But her face though.
But maybe her body is banging. Maybe he like bend over and put a paper bag over her head.
Her face is kind of.
She look a little old, right? Yeah,
I don't believe Diddy was.
I think she has three holes. I believe. So. There you go. Yes.
Dude. Because
she's not so bad to where she's super hideous, but she's not cute either.
But, no.
She has somebody mama.
Yeah, dude, no, I don't think he was smashing that.
He looked like Auntie Maria.
I think smashing it. I think she was willingly. I think she's trying to blame Diddy. I don't think it's his fault. I think she let him hit, like, willingly. Like, yeah, but then she wants to. I think she's a disgruntled, like, you know.
I wonder what her body looked like. The body has to make up for that big time. The body got to be like ultra slamming because that face is like real average.
No, I think her body banging.
Y'all mean.
I think her body banging.
Ain't nothing wrong with average.
There's nothing wrong with average, but when average try to sue you for fucking her, no, hold on. You can't come up in court.
What are you saying? Let a bad bitch sue you?
Yeah, well, it's bad when an ugly motherfucker try to sue you. They took advantage of this pussy. They had me fucking and sucking for years. Oh, no. No. Hell to the no. Sarah, what else is happening in the news? Sarah, talk to us, Sarah. What's happening?
So, speaking of trying to come up, you right. Everybody trying to come up. Carucci and Chris
Carucci,
Brown.
Yeah.
So, apparently, there was this video on Chris Brown's birthday. It appeared that somebody served him, you know, with the restraining order, you know, because her lawyer has not been able to serve him.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, it's not true. Nobody served him on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
And so Carucci, her people are saying she is going on trial. She is going to testify. She ain't scared. And Chris Brown came on the Shade Room and basically was like, she just trying to come up off me. You see that she's on a new show. She needs to promote it. So she trying to throw.
She
yeah, there's a new show.
New show with Niecy Nash. And
yeah,
it looked like
called
it's going to be good. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, my wife
is it a reality show?
No, it's
like
a
drama.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It looked good, girl. It looked good to me.
And she's going
to
be on it.
Yeah. Like she's a main, like she has a reoccurring role.
Wait, what network is that?
TNT.
Okay, that's cool.
So I saw you and Rice must have saw the same preview I saw then.
Yeah.
Okay, because yeah, it came this weekend. It looked like it's gonna be good, I ain't gonna lie. But Chris Brown did this long paragraph saying, you know, she trying to come up off me, you know, she trying to use my past to frame me and say that I beat her up when that ain't true. She just trying to use, you know, the case that I did with Rihanna. He said, if I was guilty, I would say I did it, just like I said I was guilty in the Rihanna case.
You know what? I'm with Chris on that, because how long ago did they break up and she's just now
And not only that,
when you have a movie coming out,
but not only that, Chris Brown been living under this Rihanna beating haze forever, right?
Right.
And when they got together, kind of right after he was kind of getting into a lot of legal trouble afterwards. If he whooped your ass, then what? Now your opportunity to
say it,
say that he was doing that, and why did you stay with him for so long?
Right.
And what messed Chris up? All the caping, trying to get Carucci back.
Yeah,
you know, showing up at the club, hopping in the car.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He shouldn't have done all that because she's using that
shit
against
her,
doing the song Carucci. You know, yelling her name out in song.
That was bad.
So she's flipping that, using all that against him now.
And so Chris is like, basically, I'm scared of her. Like, I'm like, she needs to leave me alone.
But
basically,
you know why she says? You know why she's claiming she's doing this, right?
Wow.
She said because she's trying to inspire other women that are in the same situation.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't I tell you Carucci was doing she was starting to get into white people?
Yeah.
Because she trying to get in. I told you because I follow her on Snapchat, so I see.
Well, you know, like he got her out of Nordstrom's. She was a nobody.
She was a stylist.
Working at Nordstrom's. That's it.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled her right out of Nordstrom's and took her out of Nordstrom's, and now she's like.
She didn't even have a booty. Now she got a little booty because she's been working out. But at first,
Yeah, he didn't even care. He didn't even care she didn't have no booty. Do you guys notice that though? I'm not trying to be funny, but like all these girls getting the fake booties, right? But everybody that like gets married or in love, they got a little small booty girl. Like, okay, John Legend.
Yeah.
His wife ain't got no booty. Okay.
So she got hella personality.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's my point though. Yeah. These girls is thinking a big booty is gonna solve the problem when that's not true.
What's
they
up?
Wiping up.
Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Kilo.
Kilo,
from Ohio.
Kilo from Ohio. How you doing, Kilo?
I'm doing good. I have a question. I want to know, is it bad to move in with your significant other and y'all not married?
No, it's not bad. No. It's not bad at all. Because, you know, you're practicing for marriage as far as I'm concerned. How long y'all been dating each other?
We've been together for about 2 years, and we're both young. Like, I'm 22 going on 23, and her the same thing, and I just graduated from college.
Okay.
She graduated last year, so, you know, we're still growing together and everything.
So, are both of y'all still living with your parents now, and y'all thinking about just moving out and getting a spot together?
Well, no, she got her own spot. I'm still living with my parents because I was staying on campus.
Okay.
And, we're living with my parents right now, saving up money right now.
See, now that's the tricky thing right there. See, when you move in with a woman, that's a tricky thing, man, because the women get real funny style about that, and then chick goes crazy. Y'all have a little argument, and she started talking about my shit. All of a sudden, things stop being plural, and they start getting singular. If y'all get into an argument, women start letting you know whose shit is who. Like, nigga, you eating in my refrigerator? Sleeping on my bed.
That's so wrong.
Up on my house using my electricity. You know, you don't want that shit to happen. You dig?
Yeah.
So y'all.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, if we move in together, you know, of course I'm going, like, I'm not going to move in with her if I don't have my money right. Like,
right.
That's not going to happen.
Right. Right. I would say, you know, you should get your money right, get your own spot, and have her move up in your shit. You know what I'm saying? And y'all share. That's how you do it, because women get real funny style about dudes being up in their shit.
Damn.
It's something about women that's real funny about that, because women...
Controlling?
It's a control thing. Women will try to... They'll try to flex on a nigga simply because they can.
Damn.
You dig?
So,
yeah, so you got to watch out for that. You don't want to get into dusty nigga territory. You don't want to be on some... on that baby boy shit. You dig?
Yeah.
Right, but think about that, man. Stack your money up, brother. Holla.
Look, this is where Bow Wow found his picture.
Oh, damn, they found the picture he fronted with?
Yes. Yeah,
hilarious.
Like a torso?
Yes.
This nigga Bow Wow, man.
Like both.
I'd be under a rock right now. I'd be so freaking embarrassed.
Poor Bow Wow, man.
No,
Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
I don't feel bad for him because, like, you don't have to lie and say you're on a private jet.
Man.
Why?
He's going through some shit. And Bow Wow, a year or so ago, he said he was mixed.
This
nigga's
and
going
Steve
through.
Steve Harvey was like, I know both his damn parents, and they look black to me.
Hell yeah.
Wait, he was trying to say he mixed with what?
What was he trying to be mixed with?
He was trying to say he was like Indian.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Know how black people are. Instead of you black, you say
I'm
Cherokee. Indian and this and that. Irish.
Nigga shit.
Wow.
What else is happening, Miss Layla Lopez?
Oh my God. Okay, so remember the movie Get Out?
Yeah.
Still making a lot of money.
Yes.
Guess what? They're making a part two.
Oh.
Oh God. There's a part two to that.
Yeah. Well,
that's going
to
be good.
It's just going to say, not necessarily saying a part two, but they're just going to finish up like where the story kind of like left off.
Because
Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. He actually just signed a new deal with Universal Pictures to make a part two because they see all that money that he's still making. So
yes,
he actually signed a 2-year deal. He's going to do Get Out Part 2 and he's going to do a couple other movies with them. So he's doing big now.
That's
so
great.
That's really, really good.
Good.
So I thought that was some good positive
news.
I
don't fuck with that main actor though.
What? Oh, the one
that was in Get Out.
The dark guy? Why not? What
are
you doing? What are
you doing?
Was he with a white girl or some shit in real life?
No, he's African. So he probably is. He's, you know, British. You know, they probably usually.
Oh, he's a British accent?
No,
yeah, he's British, yeah.
Oh. No, but I didn't like how he threw, like, black American actors under the bus to get the role.
Wait, what did he say?
You guys didn't hear about that, did you?
Mm-hmm. I kind of...
Did you hear about that?
I heard about somebody criticized black actors.
He had someone else that was a black American actor... And this guy apparently had, he had a sit down meeting with the Peele guy and basically persuaded him not to pick this African American actor. Like, basically threw him under the buses. That's what they were
saying. That's part of the game. Hollywood is competitive. You in this game, you trying to get these limited roles. So I get that. Hollywood is it's competitive. It's competitive, dude. That's just how it is.
You ain't buying it?
Dude,
The white people out here will cut each other's throat to get a damn role.
I ain't buying it.
Yeah, they will.
They will. That's just Hollywood. That's Hollywood, yo.
I get it, because I clearly work in Hollywood, too. But
yeah, that's the name of the game.
Very cutthroat.
It's cutthroat like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I know it's cutthroat, but
and that should change his career. Got him in the game. That's yeah. You did?
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so, I like to see the sequel to
that. I still ain't see it.
Yeah, you haven't seen Get Out? Oh, good movie, man.
Girl.
Look, I felt like I seen it. Shit. Everybody talked about it, and I didn't see so many clips. I feel like I didn't seen the damn movie.
Yeah, you got to see it.
You still got to see it, though.
Yeah.
It's still playing?
Somewhere.
Probably the Dollar Movie
What? The Dollar Movie? Yeah. Where the hell is that?
Man, they got a Dollar Movie somewhere right now.
They got Dollar Movies?
Girl, North Hollywood, yes.
Where?
Lakersham and Victory.
No way. Yes. I used to live right there.
Yeah.
Right on Chandler.
They have a Dollar Movie. Girl, I'd be going there.
They don't have no movie. Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a dollar, though. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Wow. Okay.
Hold on. Motherfucker hung up, god damn it.
Can we get LaTropic? What happened to her?
She's somewhere. She'll call up. What's up? Who's calling? Hey.
Yeah, what's going on, man? This is Anthony from Detroit.
Anthony from Detroit. What's up? What's on your mind, brother?
I'm going to start doing that.
What's up, man? I had a couple questions I just wanted to ask. One, like, when you meet a female or whatever, right? Like, should your mindset be, like, you got to try to impress her, or should you... Like, it should be like she should try to impress you.
Yeah, it's not about impressing anybody. You definitely shouldn't be trying to impress it. That's the thing. A lot of dudes think when they meet women, it's performance time. Niggas got to start clowning and being on some goofball performance shit. No, you ain't got to impress anybody. You got to be cool, be yourself, and you have to start interviewing women. That's the mindset you got to have. You're trying to get them on your team, so you need to interview them to see if they're qualified to be on your team. That's the mindset you got to have. So team owners are not trying to impress team players. Think of it in that mindset. You got to have your shit together, and you got to know your shit is together to know that you're going to be an asset to the women that you meet. And when you have that mindset, women can feel that energy, and they're going to cooperate. What was your next question?
Yeah, my next question is, I've been doing like some traveling lately or whatever, and I wanted to go to LA. I never been there before, but every time I be trying to go, it's like my friends, like, you know, they be on some games or whatever. So I was probably gonna have to go by myself. So it's like LA somewhere you can go by yourself and have a good time.
Absolutely. When you come out here, I can hook you up with Sarah, and she'll take you around.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Volunteering
your service. Right. What the hell are you talking about?
You got to have more than $40.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wait,
hold on.
It can't be a dusty nigga.
It can't be
dusty.
Well, I don't think you would have called.
Very tight, though.
Well, wait. I don't think you have to impress women. I think you just should be yourself.
Exactly. That's what I was telling them.
Yeah.
What is in the news, Miss Layla?
Me. Me and Sarah was just talking. Okay, so it's a couple.
Okay,
they going around and they're impersonating. They're pretending like they're Adele's manager, right?
The fat white lady.
Yeah, the fat white lady. Oh my god!
That's how I recognize people.
No,
I even know who Adele is. Crazy man.
Everybody
knows
Adele.
Just making sure.
They're pretending. So they.
There's an Adele. There's a black singer named Adele too, right?
No. Nah, bro.
Ain't a British singer the dark chick? What's her
name?
It's a dark British singer. She's black. What's her name?
Is she fat? Who are you talking about?
No, she's not fat. What the fuck is her name?
Adele?
I thought her name was Adele too.
No,
boo, it's my name, Adele.
Somebody in the chat room help.
Yeah, said help you, bro.
Help me, but go ahead with the story.
No, so basically they're a couple. They're going around pretending to be Adele his manager. So they called up Kendrick Lamar's manager, like, hey, we're Adele's manager. We need Kendrick Lamar tickets for Adele. And they got them. And they've been doing this, like, they did it to get a necklace out of some store.
Yeah,
they pretend like they were Madonna's manager. Like, they just go around pretending. Like, is it really that easy?
Yeah,
it kind of is.
Like, they literally go around pretending to be managers. Like, oh, I'm Justin Bieber's manager. So anyway, they got caught. And how they got caught was, Kendrick Lamar's manager verified it because he was like, wait a minute, I already have Adele's manager. Let me, you know, email them and make sure this is correct, because make sure he didn't switch managers.
Yeah.
He emailed them and it was like, nah, we don't even know who that is. So that's how they got caught and they got arrested.
Set
them
up. Oh, yeah.
Set them up, got arrested. Yep.
Wow.
It's a black couple.
Black couple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look at them.
Oh, damn.
And they said that Adele's manager looking ratchet as all
hell.
I
know. She got a blonde goddamn lace front. Hilarious. This, you see that? But wow. You know, but it is easy to do that. And by the way, the name I was thinking about was Estelle. That's who I was thinking about.
Oh.
Estelle. Oh, that's who I was thinking about. I always get that mixed up.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. That's kind of close.
It's kind of close.
All right.
But it is kind of easy to
How?
Do that.
How?
I've done that before, like back in the day.
Like, what'd you do?
I remember we were somewhere, me and my friends, it was a concert, it was like Jodeci or somebody, and we knew where they were staying.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a big fest, concert fest, and we went to the hotel where everybody was staying, and went to the front desk and said, hey, we're representing Jodeci, we need our room. And they gave
you
us the damn,
lying.
I swear to God. We said, we
you
were,
don't have to show credentials
nothing.
Or
we said,
no.
Hey, we're Jodeci, we need our room real quick before the fans come. And the white people don't know. It's white people behind it. They're like, okay, you're Casey. They don't know. They don't know. So
my God.
If you go in, it's very
that
easy.
That is true if you act like you, because I will never forget, me and my friend, we went to this concert a long time ago at the House of Blues, and it was like, the line was so long, and we said, we're going to go right to the front and act like we with the artist. Like, let's just, and we went right to the front, and nobody said nothing. And we got right in. Like, nobody said, excuse me.
Because most people, they don't think that you're gonna lie about that. Like, most people just take
if you have
face
confidence
values.
If you have it's all about the confidence
you have,
confidence. If you act like you're supposed to be there.
We
used to get in concerts, we just go backstage before the concert and just knock on the door and be like, okay, where's our dressing room, and they'll let us in. You just do that, people. You do it fast. You got to do it fast.
Yeah, that's true.
See, most of us be looking
scared.
Guilty
and shit. Yeah. I'm sweating and shit.
My name I'm Jairu.
Why are you looking like that?
Like a runaway.
Nigga can't get they game up. They cooning too hard and scared. I'm with the Wu-Tang Clan. Got to get that body count down. You know. So you got to look the damn part, family.
Yeah, you got to really believe. It's
you have to believe it.
It's acting.
In your hair. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's easy as hell to do, girl.
Yes,
yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, I thought about doing that for my birthday.
What was you going to
do? Get
reservations for the nice guy? I was going to say, this dinner is for Rihanna. I need you guys to clear it out, please.
Yeah, you know
I really
what?
Was going to because you know it was what? Hard true. To get a reservation.
You could have, like, I feel like if you look the part, like, you can go up there and be like, I'm with Rihanna. You know what I mean? But some old, like, Janet Jackson.
Sarah would have got her ass drug up out there like that Asian man on the airplane. You ain't no goddamn Rihanna.
No, not me.
This dusty nigga dragging me.
No.
He ain't got $40. I need $40 of bail money.
Not me.
Who?
I was just gonna say I was with her entourage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Clearly, I don't look like Rihanna.
Oh my God. No, she's gonna act like that's not a bad idea. We give people bad.
No, girl, because the nice guy is hard as shit to get a reservation up in there.
Yeah,
I was surprised I got
it
the
really
one
is.
I got.
It is.
They don't be playing.
But hell, you know, if it's a white person, that's because white people think we all look alike. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can get away with this.
I had somebody tell me today, you know, you look like Erykah Badu. I said, oh shit, I need to go get me a cape, a cloak.
Why? Because you got the afro.
That's I don't know, Polly. But I'm like, let me go get me a little cloak. Let me get the little shoes
crazy.
And shit.
And some sage and put it around the room.
And start saying, I'm Erica out here, nigga.
That's crazy.
What else is happening in the news, Layla?
What else?
Talk about Nikki.
Oh, what's up with Nikki? I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Tuition.
Go ahead.
Pay tuition.
Wait, go ahead. I didn't hear about that.
So you guys know Nicki Minaj paid for several of her fans
tuition. I heard it.
Which was so great.
That.
But, you know, me and you were talking about earlier how people just complain about every little thing. They don't even mean nothing. So now everybody's saying, oh, it's smoke and mirrors to hide her brother's alleged sexual assault case that's happening on Saturday.
Dang, man.
Lord.
That she's trying to basically sway everyone's view from that. And it's like, hold on, she ain't on trial for it, so why are y'all blaming this woman?
I know. I mean, people always say, that's why I tell people, don't kowtow to niggas on the internet whining, because they look for to complain
about.
It
was just, what were we talking about, the damn Dove commercial?
Yeah. Sarah's telling me there's a Dove advertisement where they got the bottles of different shapes of women, and people are mad about that. Like, hold on, I ain't fat like no bottle, you know? People are going to whine and complain for any damn thing.
And you can be perfect, and people will always have something to say about
it. That's why I tell y'all, don't be worried about these damn trolls talking shit.
Exactly. Them dumb comments,
they
please.
Talk, they
nobody
talk
cares.
Shit.
My block game is real strong now. Yeah, you gotta, I be blocking people.
Nobody care, because if you got time to comment, you clearly ain't got nothing to do.
Exactly. And niggas listen every week to say the same complaint.
Speaking of trolling, Tariq, I find this is really funny. So do you guys watch that show Catfish?
I did. Sometimes, I watched
with,
it.
Neve, is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, so now he's coming out with another version where you can meet your troll.
Now that's gonna be
that's gonna be some ass whoopings.
Yeah, nigga.
Tariq, you should totally go on there.
Yeah, Lord.
You should, oh my.
I thought of you, Tariq. I was like, Tariq should get on that damn show. Lord. He got so many trolls.
Man.
Trolls be low key wanting to meet you on some fan shit though. You know they.
I love you.
I love you,
dude.
I
want the guy in the bathroom that hit you up to meet you.
Oh my Lord, God, no.
No, Lord, no.
No, hell no.
Lord, no.
Like Tariq.
Isn't that interesting though? He's letting you meet your troll.
That's dope.
That's a good idea.
That is seriously so thinking into the future. Oh my God.
I would want to be some of the racist trolls and catch a fair one with their ass.
Right.
That's what I want to be. Them white supremacists, nigger hating trolls.
You know they ain't going to
meet
you.
They ain't going to meet you.
They ain't going to meet you. Yeah, that's what I want to meet so we can catch a fair one.
Hardcore behind the Twitter.
You dig? They ain't going to meet you.
Man.
Damn. But, that's so interesting.
Yeah, but we're moving, by the way, the fans who watch this, we're going to be moving to another location, possibly next week, hopefully by next week.
Oh, is it a rooftop?
Ooh.
We should do a rooftop.
Ooh, that would be so nice.
It's going inside.
First of all, I'm mad about it because you moved away from my beloved IHOP.
Yeah, we over here by IHOP and Sarah has me walking across the street with pancakes and shit.
Where's your food? You haven't had food in a while, girl.
I know.
Where the food at?
I know.
I am on this new diet.
What the hell is a diet?
Oh my God, my new diet.
What diet you on?
I just eat ice cubes and that's it.
Oh, ice cubes. So ice cube diet.
No, but I'm just juicing right now. Juicing.
Girl, you don't.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Right now, I'm not eating no food right now, y'all. Hold
don't
on. I'm not eating
too.
Food. I'm on a new diet.
I'm not trying to lose. I'm trying to tone.
I'm on the $40 Dusty Nigga diet right now. I'm only dating Dusty Niggas who can afford less than $40 so I can starve myself. So if you're a Dusty Nigga, hit me, slide in the DMs.
You know my hair doesn't even look like that anymore.
I know. Now you got to come back with an apple.
Slide in the DM so we can go ahead and get this food game on so I can lose these pounds. I got to shoot.
I don't have pounds.
What you got?
Don't say that to me.
I'm trying to slim it down to be sexy.
I know. I'm not slimming it down.
What you trying to do?
Tone.
I'm trying to tone up so I can get swole. So I can beat up Dusty Niggas who can't pay my fucking rent.
Has anybody came at you?
What?
You're so stupid to read down. Oh my God.
Has
anybody came at you with like, Sarah, you know what? Forget that $40. Let me give you
$40. All the time.
Yeah.
I told Tariq it was this one guy, and I'm so sorry I don't remember your Instagram page.
Okay.
But right after that incident happened, he DM'd me and he offered to give me $50. He was like, here's $50.
Girl, you should that's put cash. Did you
for
get
your
the
birthday.
The cash app?
It was for my birthday. Yeah, it was one of them little apps.
You did it?
Oh,
yeah,
I did it. That's what I'm talking about.
Sarah up here, internet pimping.
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all supposed to give up some paper. Y'all see Sarah's in need?
Yeah.
What? For her birthday.
My birthday's tomorrow because you guys cash at me some stuff.
Man. Oh, speaking of cash.
Yes.
This Cash Me Alho was got an MTV award, honey.
What was the award
what
for?
In the world?
Because they, you know, MTV Video Music Award, whatever it she had for her video. Her video went viral.
What video?
And they her Dr.
That,
Phil one.
That catch me
so
outside.
They saying
bullshit.
That it got so many views, like they put it, they entered it. Amongst
I'm
one done. Of the videos that you know
she
got
white?
Popular.
She white. Yeah, there you go.
Cause she white, and they trying to just prove how. You don't have to do shit to be a white woman and get on.
Damn.
Wow. And they just rubbing it in our faces.
That's hilarious.
I want to be white for Christmas.
No, it's so funny you said that. I had texted Cynthia G, shout out to her, and I said, for Halloween, I'm going to dress up like a school terrorist.
We should know. Let's
I am. I really am going to dress up white and pretend like I'm going to shoot up
the school.
This nigga, hold on. This nigga phone. Nigga, where are you, brother? Hey.
Yo. Can you hear me?
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, King Flex?
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, yo, I'm calling about a little situation I had a couple of months ago, right? And I want to get your intake.
Okay, now where are you from, bro? I hear an accent. What part of Africa are you from?
Nah, I'm from the Caribbean, actually.
Okay.
But I'm French.
French, okay. Are you from what, Haiti? St. Kitts?
No, Martinique.
Martinique, there you go. One of those French-speaking places. There you go. So what's on your mind, brother?
So, yeah, I had a situation with a young lady I met in November, right?
Okay.
So we got intimate, but at the time I had a girlfriend and I didn't let her know. So I was on my dirty mark and so.
Okay. So you got intimate.
And,
so wait, hold on, let's slow it down. So you got a girlfriend, but you met another chick and you got intimate with her.
Yeah.
Okay. But you weren't
and
dirty
then,
macking. But you weren't dirty macking. So what's the problem?
Then okay, in February, right, I met another chick who is from Switzerland. So I got in with all of them at the same time until like the last, until 2 weeks ago, and then the second chick I met, she kind of caught me, right? So, but I denied everything, and then she believed me.
Okay.
But see,
wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, I just said nothing happened, and that's it. I didn't budge or nothing, cause at the beginning she was my jump off, and she knew what's up.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. So,
but since the beginning of this year, she's talking all that "I love you" shit. So and I didn't like my girlfriend at all, so I kicked her to the curb. Started taking her seriously, and now she's playing games with me, talking about she's not sure and all that stuff. So I'm really confused. I don't know what I should do. Should I sweat this girl or should I just
now? How come you don't?
I don't know.
How come you don't like your girlfriend?
Oh man, she kind of put on weight, and I don't like. I ain't going off for no fat girls, man.
Okay, you cool. She done got too big for you. How long you been dealing with her?
We've been together for almost 3 years.
Oh, wow. Well, you need to let your lady know. I mean, if you she didn't gain too much weight and you're trying to get you some other side chicks, let your lady, your main lady, know that it ain't popping. Are y'all still, do y'all still live in Martinique, or where do you live now?
No, we separated, man. It's over.
Oh, so you're not with your lady no more?
Nah, but you only stopped like a couple of weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, you good. You single and ready to mingle then. What's the dilemma?
No, but the dilemma is like I kind of caught feelings on my jump off, so I don't know.
Now you gotta, you just need to wallow in singleness for a minute. Don't trip on the jump off. Don't.
I need to let them go.
No, don't let them go. I'm not saying don't let them go, but don't catch feelings right now, because right now you're single,
okay,
ready to mingle. Just kind of chill out and find out what you want to do with yourself. Are you in the States? Or are you in Canada? Where are you living now?
No, I live in the UK because I was there for university, right? But I'm graduating now, so I'm moving back to France.
Oh, okay. So you're moving back to France.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you good, man. You're traveling, you're trying to find yourself. How old are you now, brother?
I'm turning 24 in a month.
You're 24? Yeah, dude, you're trying to, you're playing the field. Get that out your system. Don't think about no serious thing right now. You're an international player, getting your international game up, and which is good. Get all that out your system so you can understand how to get quality later on. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're smashing, got your little side John here, got your little side smash here, got one over here in Martinique, got you something in the UK. That's just international player shit. Just get your money up, get your weight up, and when you go to France, you can get you a little Naomi Campbell chick with a nice, cool lace front, and then y'all can settle down with it, brother.
Tariq, don't bring out the lace front.
No. I thank you, brother. My man. Yes, indeed.
You silly dog.
But what y'all here looking at? Y'all hear all types of noises and sounds? What's going on over here?
I'm just looking at Zoe Saldana on Instagram.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
What's up,
her? Zoe. And I love Zoe, but Zoe.
Oh,
is,
she look good.
She look good. Zoe just dips into the bed winch. Oh, she's a beautiful sister.
She looks great. Was beautiful. She a dancer?
I don't know. It's beautiful
because
sister.
She has, like, flexibility like a dancer. And yeah. I know one of her earlier movies, she really? Was a ballet dancer.
Really? Okay.
She's yeah. really tiny.
She's yeah. very small. But very, very small.
The bed winching, my God.
Can you
girl?
Stop?
Why are you mad because the girl bed witching?
I mean.
How was she bed witching? She didn't throw black men under the bus like Serena.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. she likes
I thought men. You said no. bed winching was if you throw the community under the bus. But no, you're did. Totally cool with dating outside the race. As long as...
you're not throwing nobody under the bus. But if there's just a pattern of one group of people that you're just dating...
Was it a pattern?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. But Serena too? No, Serena did.
No, Serena had black
men. She mixed it up.
So you're basically saying but if Zoe you mixed said, it up...
It was something that...
I don't
that,
know.
She said something
dating.
About playing roles, like these alien roles. Every time I see her in a
oh,
movie,
yeah, she an alien
they got her
movie
playing
now.
An avatar. I yeah. saw something on TV the other day. She was green.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yo, she's on some new sci-fi show. Yeah.
I think the avatar set the tone for her career, right?
Yeah, so that's her thing now. Instead of playing a black person, she play a fucking alien.
This right here.
Yeah. I'm watching the movie. She's running around here green than a motherfucker. Like, what the fuck is she supposed to be?
She on a new show.
I mean, they have her playing
look,
everything.
Look, this her husband.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her whole family got...
And her babies don't even look black.
Yeah, the whole family, her and her sisters, they got white dudes.
Yeah, she's
so.
Like,
oh, really?
She's Dominican, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just saw a picture of her and her sisters. How many sisters she got? These it?
Yeah. It's like, it's you know, where the whole
so
family.
See, that's why I asked if she was
like,
a dancer.
Running around green.
Yeah.
You're so wrong.
Like, what the hell? Everybody's white and she green. I'm like, what? Then there was a raccoon.
A raccoon?
There was a raccoon in the
Stop.
Shit. It was Guardians of the Galaxy, some bullshit. My kids were watching, laughing their ass off. God. What y'all laughing at?
You need to stop. Tariq, just stop while
I said,
you
green
can.
And fine. She's a beautiful sister. I ain't taking that from her. She's fine.
I loved her in Colombiana.
Yeah, she's good now.
I still
this
love
is her.
Her
husband.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm sorry. I just, I don't even want them around me. I don't be.
What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, man.
Hey, how's it going there, Tariq? This is Clint from Texas.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I don't be white people,
huh? I'm doing wonderful, man. I need to ask you a serious question, brother.
Go ahead, brother.
Look, I'm gonna break it down like this. I'm 32 years old.
32, got it.
I never been with a woman.
Really?
But yeah, I never been with a woman.
Okay.
So I ran into an incident when I found the special one, and it almost went down. I'm pretty much sure it's probably gonna go down soon. Do you think I should be honest and tell her that I've never been with a woman before?
I think you should. You should, because it's going to be real awkward because you're going to bust in 3 seconds, nigga. The minute you, the minute she show that pussy, you're going to bust. If you haven't had none since you're 32, so you need to let her know what's up so she can kind of take the lead to a certain degree. And I think she might be flattered by that. Ladies, would y'all be flattered by a dude, Layla, Sarah?
What?
We were listening.
If a dude was 32 years old and he's a virgin?
I would love that, actually.
Yeah. You wouldn't like that?
I would love it.
No, I would love that, man.
That's dope.
You can teach him some
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can turn him out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, have some
I like
fun.
That. I would love that. Is there any 32-year-olds that need to be turned out? No, I'm sure.
So let her know. Let her know. You know, let her know. Like, hey, this is my first time. But don't do it on no punk shit.
Yeah.
Like, look,
yeah.
do it like you meant to do, like you did it on purpose. Not that it was just you're a victim of circumstances. Like, look, I've been saving this dick. All this time, I didn't think nobody was worthy, and I think you worthy of it. I want to give it to you, young lady. And then kind of let her take the lead. Come at it on that angle.
Okay.
You dig?
So you saying the 3-minute bus, is that a myth or that's just going to happen automatically?
It ain't going to be 3 minutes, nigga. It's not going to be 3 minutes. It's going to be about 30 seconds for your ass. You going to bust real fast. That's 32 years of semen backed up all up in your chest. That shit is all up in here, nigga.
I am so
once you get it, it's gonna be real quick.
It's so responsibility.
Yeah, it's going to be that. But again, you can recover within like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and then the re-smash is going to be a month. It's going to be a monster, brother. All right?
Oh, all right, okay, brother. Man. Appreciate y'all. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.
Ladies, have y'all been with any guys with virgins before?
No,
any guys
I've never. No? Not that I know. Not that he's. Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice,
but
though.
But I was just getting ready to say, but that would be nice. It just shows responsibility, I guess. It's,
Sarah,
I mean,
please. You had that nigga getting $40 every time you see his ass. You virgin nigga. This, you weren't shit till you had this pussy. Give me $40. You be going off on a nigga, Sarah.
She gonna be adding zeros to that 40.
I know.
Fruity,
now, what else is happening in the news out here, Miss Layla?
Oh, you know who else is getting sued? People.
So many people.
So many people, man. Okay, y'all know the basketball player Chris Bosh?
Yeah.
You heard about that. So he rented out his house to a porno company.
Oh,
so
damn.
They can film porn.
What would he do that for?
I guess it's a house in Pacific Palisades. He doesn't really use it. You know, you have something like you said. You have the house in Atlanta. You don't really use it. You want to rent it out for money or whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, he rented it out. They gave him $138,000 to cover like a couple months of rent or whatever.
For a porn shoot?
For a porn? No, yeah, they get money.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
telling you.
A porn shoot?
My brother owns a film locations company, and he be getting bread. I said I gotta get on in this.
A porn, nigga? Yeah. I go get two rooms at Motel 6.
Nah,
and some baby
wipes. It was a huge man. I mean, it was 10,000 square feet.
Wow.
The mansion. Wow, it was dope. Wow. Because okay, so basically, it's not just a regular porno though. It's a company, and it's called Colette Bijem Field or whatever. And what they do is they film porn, but they film it in elegant, you know, environments. Like maybe you might be like a cello. You might be in this like great lighting. You might be in like
Mozart. White porn companies.
Yeah, be like Mozart, and then you're like just having sex. You know, it's like, you know, upscale porn. Okay, yeah. People, upscale porn.
Like, so you're anyway, getting your dick sucked on a grand piano.
All right, how the hell?
Right, okay. Upscale porn, people, upscale porn. So basically, they are suing him because they said that the house was rat. Had rat infestation.
Mold.
They had rat dropping mold. They actually got sick, had to go to the hospital because of mold. It was just the upkeep was
Wait,
not
hold
there.
Hold on.
What?
How did. What? Can that happen to you, Tariq?
What?
It's a nice house.
I thought that if you inhaled mold over a certain period of time, then it would make you sick. Not if you've been in there for an hour or less.
No, that I don't think
no,
so.
No, I really? Think they rented it out for the month, though.
Right, right.
They did
oh, yeah.
The whole month.
Something just, wait. I just got to break some about Trump.
Yeah, I wanted to show you.
Trump just fired James Comey.
Oh, wow.
From the FBI. He just fired him today in the midst of that investigation into ties into Russia. This shit is the house of cards is falling, man.
Yeah, I wanted to show you that after.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, because, you know, they're trying to stall the impeachment. Yeah, they're trying to stall the impeachment of Trump.
They trying to get him impeached?
Why are they trying to
Trump
stall
or,
it?
Yeah.
He's not going to make it.
Yeah, Trump is not going to make it for 4 fucking years. We
you
just
don't
gotta,
think so?
No.
Hell
I think
no.
There's a fucking investigation in like 2 months of his presidency.
I think
3 months,
is.
Rather.
I think he is.
He ain't about to last 4 years. They just fired the FBI. Oh, man.
Ooh,
this
man is fine.
Dude, this shit is crazy right
this
now, man.
This man is fine as hell.
Hold on, what? Well, you got pictures of me on your phone? Take me off your phone, sweetie.
No, this is Safari.
Girl, we going to fight over him.
Safari is fine as
he
hell.
He is fine
and especially when he starts,
I don't know
especially
what.
When he get his little Jamaican accent together.
Is that fake Jamaican accent? Really?
He's from Jamaica.
Tariq, my baby daddy does the same thing. My baby daddy's Jamaican, but he's like, he turns it off and on.
Right,
like, for
he's
me,
Caribbean.
He talks regular. Yeah. And then when he's with his family, they be going on. Like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, who is this
I'm
guy?
About to say, all Safari do is hang out with his family and all them niggas. You can't never understand what the
Man,
hell they're
talking about. Man, I love Jamaican. Girl.
No, he fine.
We gonna fight. Yeah, he's fine. Nikki messed up
Look
on
how
that
fine.
One.
Ain't he loyal too?
And he seems like a sweet guy.
He really does.
We on his.
Don't he have a new chick?
That nigga really got
chick.
Bars, though.
Don't People he have a new chick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
saw him with a fine ass chick.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
He likes, I heard he has a new girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What that mean?
Yeah, what that mean? No, I'm just saying. Mary. No, I'm
sorry. She's a homewrecker, everybody.
I am not a homewrecker.
She's like, what that mean?
I
you ain't married.
No, I'm not a homewrecker. I would never do that.
You don't wreck home?
Heck no. That's against my religion, girl.
Ooh. What religion is that?
I don't know.
That is Christianity. Yes.
Girl, stop.
Girl, stop.
Girl, stop.
Oh, you've been kind of quiet. Is it
about said, he said thoughts.
Oh, is that what he said?
Really?
Thoughts.
Oh, wow. He has an accent.
I'm gonna knock his ass.
Now, what else is happening in the media, Miss Layla?
What else is going on?
Oh, no, that's Chantel.
Oh, hold on. Let me see what else is going on. I had some more.
It's so much.
It really is.
Sarah, you tell me what's going on, Sarah.
What's going on, girl?
Let's talk about how a judge erased Aaron Hernandez's murder conviction.
Yeah, yeah.
He did.
Yeah, there's a loophole.
They erased it. Where
if you're on an appeal and you die, they can erase the convictions. It's some real.
It doesn't. He's dead.
Yeah, it's a
what in the hell?
And not only that, he really did commit those crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so who cares?
That's the only way that he could have got it erased.
You dig? What's up? Who's calling?
I can't.
Hey, this is Stella from New York.
What's your name, sweetie?
Stella.
Stella? How are you, Stella?
Stella with an R. I'm good. How's Starla? How
hold on, wait. Say it slowly,
Stella.
Baby.
Strella.
S-T-R-E-L-L-A. Strella. Strella. Okay.
Yes. How's everybody doing?
We're good, Strella. How old are you, Strella?
33.
Okay, y'all be sounding hella young, man. What's on your mind, Strella?
Okay, so this is the situation. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son, right?
Well, you have a 16-year-old daughter?
Yes.
So you had your kid at what, 15?
17.
17?
Yeah.
16. 16, okay, 15, 16, okay. So you had a 16, you had a baby at 16. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I went through a little, rough time in life. I thank you so much for Player Be Played. I know I read it late.
Yes.
I wish I would have read it earlier. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That book did a lot for me.
Yeah, a lot of folks sleep on that book now. A lot of dudes sleep on it because it was a book for women. I wrote that book, 15 years ago almost.
Damn,
something like that. Yeah. I wrote that book a long time ago. It was a bestseller then and a lot of good game in it. So what's your situation now, Strella?
So here's the thing. All right. So I'm an eligibility specialist. I work for the government, actually. I'm doing my thing. I know I started off rough, but that's not the point. As you stated in the book, you get over what you went through and you just keep it moving.
Yes.
All right. So am I supposed to go for older men, being that my daughter's much more, because she's 16 going on 17. And I tied my tooth, so I can't have any more kids.
Oh, damn.
Wait, what happened?
She tied her tooth. Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah. You got to get an older dude. You got to get you a brother who already has kids himself, who ain't really tripping on that. Because a younger dude, he's going to be like, hey, I want to start a new family or whatever. And them tubes are wrapped up.
I've already encountered that. Yep.
Yeah. So you got to get you an older gentleman, get you a nice, cool car salesman, insurance brother. A dude who got him some kids already that's almost grown. So y'all can Brady Bunch that thing on up. You dig?
Okay, what was and how many kids is too much?
For a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, if this nigga got I would say five or more kids, ooh, that's a little bit too much.
How many said five?
Five or more. Because I'm just giving him, if he was married and he had kids and he got a divorce, because it depends on how many baby moms.
Ooh.
You got it? Because if this nigga has three or four baby moms and he's still single, that's a pattern there.
Yeah.
So you got to look at patterns. So, but if he had a number of kids by one woman, okay, that's a little different. You feel me?
Okay. And my relationship with my kid's father is great. He's moved on. Everything is good with everybody.
How much older was he than you? How old is your kid's father?
Well, here's the thing. They're both from two different guys.
Right.
My first one, he was 3 years older than me. We're both still young.
Right.
And then with my son's father, we met when I was 19. So I've been with him ever since then. He's 7 years older than me.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's your Instagram? Let's see what your ass is looking like.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yes.
Okay. S is in Sam.
Okay.
_ T is in Tom.
Okay.
_ R is in Robert.
Okay.
_ E is in Edward. _ L is in Larry.
God damn.
_
E is in Edward. Okay, hold on. All these damn underscores.
I know, because I couldn't get Strella just out.
Okay. _ E as in Edward, then _
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she Latina? Are you Latina?
Let me see.
Is this her?
What was that?
Let me see. Okay, go ahead. I'm at _
L_ L.
Hold on. okay, let me just a bunch of underscores.
I know he's senile.
Underscore L.
Okay.
Underscore L.
We gonna get it right
another
on there.
Another L and then another underscore and then an A.
Hold on, because I done capitalized one of the damn
L's.
It's like
fellow with an R, but all underscores in between.
Okay. We're gonna get this shit popping. Strella.
I follow you, Sharif.
You do? Okay. A. Yeah. Strella. Okay, which one is this shit?
That's all I did.
Okay,
I
damn.
It.
Sarah, you put it back, Karen. I see
y'all struggling
effort.
Over there.
Yeah, I've been found it.
Okay, there we go. I see it now. The Alchemist. It doesn't say The Alchemist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, Strella's cute. Mm-hmm. What are you Puerto Rican? What are you, Puerto Rican, Strella?
Dominican.
Okay. Oh yeah, Strella got it popping. Let me show people what Strella's looking like right now. All right, all y'all. You in New York? Where are you?
Oh, that's
yeah, I'm in the Bronx.
She in the Bronx. Okay, all
that's
my Bronx
daughter?
Dudes. Wait, that's your daughter?
My daughter look cute.
Yeah, daughter's cute. Beautiful child. So
thank
that's
you.
Strella in the Bronx. So yeah, all my Bronx dudes, you want you a nice, cool Dominican. You dig? With a cool baby dad. Okay, look at Strella. Yeah. Standing up, showing people what she working with. Nice Dominican sister. All right, how many followers you got now? You're going to have a gang of them. Okay, she got 170 followers.
I just started this page a month ago.
Okay, you're going to have about 1,000 by the end of today. So cool. But you're going to be fine. You're going to be cool in the game. Get you a nice older gentleman, somebody who can elevate you a little bit. Somebody can give you some games.
Wait.
Somebody who ain't tripping on having a new family, a bunch of new kids, and you'll be good to go.
Wait. So there's this guy that I met off of Plenty of Fish. Well, I haven't met him face-to-face. We've just been FaceTiming, texting. It's been about 2 months, and we still haven't met face-to-face. Now, could that be because he has somebody on the, and trying to have me on the side? What's that?
And he lives out there where you live, in the Bronx?
No, he lives in Jersey. That's right over the bridge, though.
Yeah, that's not that far. I mean, all that shit is the same place. If this nigga has not met in person and he's kind of making excuses, that dude is basically trying to figure out a way how to sneak out the house. Dudes know how to get out and meet a woman if the coast is clear in the house. He would invite you to his spot if push came to shove. But the fact that y'all haven't met in person at all, this nigga, not only is he in a relationship, he got a chick that has a hawk eye on his ass, and he hasn't figured out how to sneak up out that house yet. That's what it is, and he's coming up with different excuses.
Yeah.
He probably wants to go somewhere out of town, like, hey, let's go to we should meet in Vegas somewhere. I'm like, well, we're in Jersey. How come we can't meet now? We ought to meet in Miami.
No wonder he asked me when I was gonna have some vacation time again.
Exactly. That's what he's exactly. Exactly.
You're honest.
Yes, indeed. I know how these niggas be thinking. All right, but thank you so much, beloved.
Thank you.
Yes,
good night, everybody.
Right, Strella, very lovely Strella.
You can tell you can always tell pretty people when you ask them for the Instagram. They'll be like, here it is, and then give it to you like right
yeah.
away. I knew she was pretty.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hey.
The ones with the strong face, like, what's Instagram? I don't be on the internet like that.
The ones that's ugly be like, I'm secretly Janet's daughter.
Yeah. The page be, well, my page is private. Well, somebody hacked me. It's all types of damn excuses. Okay.
I didn't know people still had private pages anymore. People
yeah.
still do that.
Like,
yeah.
why, though?
I used to when I first got on Instagram.
But no, really,
but
I never understood the point.
When I was doing modeling, some people were like,
let all the
haters
see you, girl. Let everybody see you.
Exactly.
Because people right. trying to make their stuff private.
It is what it is.
Right, let's get up out of here. We got things to do, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah, how can people find you, young lady?
On Instagram, it's at the Sarah Nicole.
There you go. Miss Layla Lopez, how can people find you, beloved?
Is at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILA.
And you got your back all to the camera, sweetie.
Oh,
turn
I'm
around
so
and show people. There you go. Show
yes.
people the light. Show them the legs.
Like my sweater. I cut
yeah,
this
look at
up.
Her. Look at her sweater. Look at the muscular little legs. She came in
the
here, little buff legs.
Sweater. I know I went hiking. That's the LA
indeed.
Thing to do.
Yes, indeed. Y'all know y'all can find me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, TariqElite. What are y'all ladies doing this week? What y'all got up for this weekend? Sarah, what you got up? Sarah's always into some shit. What
yeah,
you got
you are,
going
Sarah,
on? I know.
Girl.
Sarah always has an adventure. What you got going on?
I don't know.
Please. Okay,
I never plan my weeks. People just ask me, hey, you want to go here? You want to come out here?
No doubt.
Boom. Mine's kind of spontaneous too. That's like what I'm saying. Over-plan. I don't plan like, shit. Every like, now and then I kind of know, but for the most part, it just kind of happens.
Yeah, I ain't you, Tariq, talking about I got to check my damn calendar. Yeah. So to catch.
We asked Tariq to go somewhere. He's like, maybe in about 2 months.
No, and wait. It's and now that we've asked him this 2 weeks ago, yeah. And he kept saying.
He kept saying 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks is a new 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Every week. I'm going to go to this place, this club, bar, restaurant called Catch.
We going. And,
we've been talking about this damn place for 100 years.
I know that.
Next week.
We ain't going next week. Why I will let y'all know because I'm in the middle of working on a movie. I've been working on the movie. I've been in and out of the country.
Bring
so
the
I've been
editor.
Doing a
Let's
lot
all
of
go. He can come too.
He ain't going to be partying on my money. Shit. Or popping bottles with the money I just gave his ass and shit.
Well, he can do whatever he wants to do with the money you give him.
Which is work on the damn movie. Don't be up in this bitch.
You are so mean.
No, Lord. Anyway, y'all, we're out of here, man. Ismradio.com. Go to my YouTube page, Tariq Live, and subscribe to the page. Everybody do that now. I'm going to holla. Y'all have a good one, family. Y'all have a great weekend, ladies.